is our sharp dressed man, Mike Monaco, attorney at law.
How are you, Ro?
You know, Mike used to come on this show. For 25 years, Mike's been coming on this show in one iteration or another, going back to the OJ trial.
One iteration of me or of the show?
Or either, yeah, of both, actually.
Yeah, right.
And there were times that, you know, Mike would come on and we'd go troll for clients. Yeah. We don't have to do that anymore. Mike's one of the most famous attorneys in America now.
Yeah.
Well, it has been for a number of years, but now it just never ends. You know, I pick up the New York Times because I just do it every day, and I just put it right back down, and I just keep moving.
I thought that was a USA Today from yesterday. It's a brand new New York Times. That's not for me.
So you open up the New York Times yesterday, and there's a letter to America.
From America. To America.
To America.
Exactly.
From Michael Monaco.
Exactly.
About his client, Michael Cohen.
Right.
Everybody's named Michael in this story.
Yes. Mm.
And so you are making the argument, hey, I know. I'm paraphrasing here. Well, and then you can clean up the whole thing when I'm done.
I think he's doing better than I did.
Listen, America. You're hearing a lot of stuff about my client, Michael Cohen. You're hearing a lot of stuff. But let me explain something about this pardon deal. They say the president says this about a pardon. They say that about a pardon. They say that about a pardon. Let me clear it up for you. How do you clear it up?
Well, the phrase that he said at the hearing was in the context of the fact that he had was about to go to prison and did not want a pardon, and he said, "I never asked for a pardon." And that's still true. He never asked Mr. Trump for a pardon. Now,
Trump says he did.
Yeah, that's, of course. Okay, well. Okay, there you go. That's almost.
notice how counsel didn't say, no, he didn't. He goes, yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah. All right, go ahead. I'm with you on that.
So,
I believe that.
So,
Trump denying something is almost confirmation. Okay. Let's just put it that way.
That's exactly right. So it is true that while he was still a member of the Joint Defense Agreement, which included...
Michael Cohen was a Joint Defense Agreement with Donald Trump.
With Donald Trump, right. And Ivanka.
When you have to be in a Joint Defense Agreement when you're President of the United States with your lawyer who's going to go to jail for a long time for other stuff, you know you got a problem.
No, for stuff that he did for Trump, mostly. Literally.
Right.
Anyway,
go ahead.
So he did ask his lawyer at the time to go, because Trump is talking about the pardons. There was talk in the air of pardons, so he asked his lawyer at the time to go talk to Giuliani. His lawyer talked to Giuliani, came back, said there's nothing there.
Okay.
So
So Michael Cohen did ask, was it Lanny Davis that he asked?
No, another lawyer.
Another lawyer. All right.
His name is Steve Ryan.
So there were some other, the pardon floating had started early on.
Yeah, pardon floating, exactly right. And that's what that's the expression dangling. The Trump team was dangling
the
pardons to sort of keep people in the tent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he investigated, nothing was there, and then when he decided to leave the Joint Defense Agreement, that's the point. From that point on, he's not asked for a pardon, because that's the time when he's facing real liabilities, facing going to jail right now. And that's his point. That, and the point of the context of that, the statement was that he was, despite the fact that he's going to go to jail, he did not seek or ask for a pardon.
Okay. All right. So.
And I don't think now the president's going to give him one anyway.
I got this idea. A couple weeks ago, I was watching TV for two straight days, and I kept seeing this guy on TV, this guy who seemed very angry, almost Kavanaugh-esque in his anger, who was...
Michael?
I like beer!
Michael was not angry.
Oh, come on. So he was
You're talking about Congressman Jordan.
Oh,
he was angry.
He was angry.
He was angry.
Well, there were a couple times that Michael got
And Meadows
kind of
was angry. Well, he said to the congressman, which I think was exactly true and very incisive. He said, insightful. He said, I know what you're doing. You people are yelling at me. I know what you're doing. You're doing exactly what I did for 10 years. You're doing this you're doing this for the president. And I know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's true. And it didn't. And he made the point. It didn't end well for me. Look at me.
Exactly.
I might as well be sitting here in an orange jumpsuit.
Exactly.
And it's going to not end well for you either.
Exactly.
There was a lot of yelling.
Yeah, there was a lot of yelling, and then Meadows brought in the that an African-American woman who my client helped get the job. And it's like, oh, God.
You know what's amazing to me?
Who they practically found out in the hallway. Yeah, you're good.
That sense, the brother that couldn't speak English was brought in and Godfather too. Right. Who is the man there? Yeah. That is the brother of my client. Yeah. He came here on his own accord. Yeah.
You do that very well, Richard. Yeah. You do that very well.
I wanted Mike to stand up. You owe us an apology. This committee owes my client an apology.
We could have used you.
Michael Corleone, I never said that. Corleone this, Corleone that. I was just saying stuff. Oh, my dad, I work with his father in olive oil business. I don't know nothing about Michael Corleone killing anybody.
Let me ask you, though, where does this go for your client now? Because he's going to go away in a couple weeks, right?
5 weeks, yes.
Wow.
Oh, right, because it's the beginning of May, I should say.
Yes. Yeah.
So is there more to come?
There may be more to come from various congressional committees.
Like behind closed doors kind of things? Because last week you were behind closed doors
behind
again.
Behind closed doors, yes, last week.
Somehow you got the most amazing tan behind closed doors. I can't figure out how you did it.
Do
they have a tanning lamp in the House Select Intel Committee closed session?
No, but I went to Florida afterwards. But it was a lot of stress. It was very stressful. The whole thing was very stressful.
I'll bet.
Exactly.
Long days.
Oh, well, you would not. When the number of press and media folks in front of my client when he walked in was amazing, really. And then it is cool when the staff says, okay, 2 minutes and then sit, and 2 minutes and they all sit. Just like that. They're very well trained, the group of media people. And then there were the 40, this is another interesting thing, there are 40 congressmen who were about to ask questions. Each got 5 minutes, so it's a 200-minute deal.
Yeah.
On the left side were the 18 or so Republicans, all white, only two women. On the right side were the Democrats, all kinds of, every race, color, everybody's there.
Right.
Raja was there from, it's just so
Christian
stunning.
Murthy from here in Chicago.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. It was stunning, the difference, the literal difference between the two sides.
Well, I mean, that's how America's breaking up here. I mean, we're kind of, the problem that we're having is because of social media. Trump isn't the only reason this is happening. There's social media and all these other sorts of forces that are kind of driving us apart, and we're tribalizing again, and that's not a good thing. Trump just happens to be part of the symptom of that, I think. And now we find ourselves in a moment where when Donald Trump, who was always very slippery as a real estate guy, everybody knew it, right? He used to buy his way onto Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous in the 1980s just to oversell his wealth so he could get banks to go and give him money to build new projects, right? I mean, that's basically what this whole thing was about. And speaking of the diversity in America, you got AOC, you didn't, but somebody got AOC, the Democrats, planned her to actually ask two of the most consequential questions of Michael Cohen.
She asked good questions, and it was interesting. Every time she got up or moved at all of the media went to her.
Yeah.
It was really sort of stunning. And she's a very attractive woman, and she's young, and she's, she's sharp. And she asks good questions.
Right. I mean, but she's new. She's a bright, shiny object now, I think, for a lot of people in Washington to either adore or shoot at, right, in terms of their political, you know what I mean? Yeah. So the reality is, though, your guy is going to the slam.
Yeah.
And before he goes to the slam, who else is he going to take down? That's what I want to know from you, Michael Monaco.
I'm not certain. I mean, he's still cooperating with the Southern District of New York, and there are a number of different investigations, I think, that they're interested in.
If you were, for example, Mike, if you were a part of the extended Trump family holiday card, if you were one of the people on that card, would you be one of the people who might need a little sleep aid right now, a little Ambien just to fall asleep? Would you be a little nervous?
I'm not sure, but I think that, the New York Attorney General is also interested. And just yesterday, Manafort got indicted by the district attorney, which is sort of like our Cook County State's Attorney.
Right.
If you have a K in either your first or last name, and you do not have to pay membership dues at Mar-a-Lago, so to speak, because of family ties, you're saying maybe. Perhaps.
It's unclear.
Okay.
It's unclear at this time.
Yeah.
At this time.
At this time.
Do you think it'll be clear in the next couple of weeks?
No. I don't. And okay. I don't. I'd be surprised. I know they're talking today about Mueller's deputy or somebody's resigning. And
yeah. The money laundering guy.
Yeah.
His money laundering expert is even. But they got Manafort. And that was where they got Manafort on money laundering.
Right. Right.
No collusion.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know what's wrong with Michael Monaco. Yeah. I don't know why he's so tan, having been indoors. I don't know why he's got a scarf like that.
Yeah.
He uses his hands. I don't know how I feel about that.
Not only indoors, but in these two select, the Senate and the House Select Committees, they're underground. And they're behind huge doors. No lights.
Blast proof.
No glass at all. And you can't bring your phones in there. So everybody's got to run out during a break to make a phone call.
This would ruin the Kardashians. They would never be in there.
Withdrawal.
Thank God they're not witnesses there.
All right, Michael, I think we've learned some important things.
Yes, you have.
We didn't learn a thing, and yet we've learned some very important things all at the same time.
Exactly.
Let's check in with Kim, find out what's going on at the top of the hour.
Actress Lori Loughlin will have a full house following her arrest in the college admissions scam.
I got 30 seconds left with Mike Monaco. If you could just, as the attorney to the stars and the attorney specifically now, you're in the middle of the greatest story of our lifetimes, the Trump presidency with Michael Cohen. Is Donald Trump going to jail in the next 2 weeks?
No. All right. I'm sure not.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
Thanks
worth
a
shot.
Just wanted
thanks
to know. It was worth asking. All right. Kim Gordon's got the WGN News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in two.